Today on our program, we are going to be visiting with Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce, because we have chamber weather.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous day. That is true.
Hey, we like it with the sun. Okay, so yeah, rain was needed when we needed some rain, and probably still will need some more. But we also like having chamber weather, especially like as busy as it's going to be around here Saturday. It's like crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day.
We like it. We like it. So it's been a little while since we last had an opportunity to visit.
One of the things
I always ask you about is, of course, your coffee connections. This month you did housing.
Yes.
Which I always thought was interesting because with everything that's going on, I'm pretty sure it came up more than once. What is affordable housing?
Yeah. And who dictates what affordable housing is? So I know terms of grants and workforce housing credits and such, tax credits, the state does. But ultimately, that was a topic of the conversation, is we need to have housing for everybody. And so whether that's, whatever your whatever that means to you, mm-hmm. and whatever that looks like to you, we need to have something available. So that panel was a great opportunity to dive into those conversations and to talk to folks that are working on developments and projects right now in our area. And so it was a fantastic time to get to know those guys a little bit and gals a little bit more, and to hear it from all angles. So we had the Central Iowa Realtors Association, mm-hmm. as well as Joy Germain with Elite, and he's doing a lot of infill and a lot of different
he's doing some rehab work too.
That's certainly the majority of his work, but he's also taken on a lot of these houses that have had to come down,
sure.
and to rebuild in those neighborhoods, mm-hmm. which is phenomenal then for the rest of that neighborhood and bringing up the value of those spaces. Talking with we had answers, and we had some conversation with Kading prior to the panel, and so they were able to share some thoughts into it. As we had Chris Gardner with Bella Homes. Mm-hmm. He's working on the Oak Park project out on West Park. And then we had Chuck Weisenbach with Hunsinger to talk about what's going on behind McDonald's and multiplex townhouse and retail situation, sure. there in town, and talking about So lots of different price points between those guys, and lots of different opportunities to have both single family housing as well as multiplex, sure. and to fit the community.
And these are just kind of ones in Boone. The rest of Boone County has a lot of activity.
It was really important to me to have Kading a part of that conversation, because they are working in so many different spaces in our region. So within Madrid and even in Ogden. So mm-hmm. The pressure is on, because before Daisy was even a twinkle in our eye, we knew back in 2022-23 that it was that housing was necessary. We needed to add about 1,000 or so new units to our community here in Boone alone in order to grow and to absorb the growth that's coming. And again, that was before Daisy. So yeah. Then once we knew Daisy was coming in, the pressure was on. Yeah, absolutely. As it should. I mean, it is going to be a identity-changing opportunity with the having that, not just the one business, but the long tail of technology and education, industry, trade that's going to come because of that, that we need to be ready for that package in the mail. And so if we aren't, they will go elsewhere. So ultimately, we want to be a welcoming community and available to bring in those families.
I was going to say, I've already heard of interest from different companies that have ancillary divisions that potentially would be here or very close to here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, collaborating with a lot of things because they do things that might be packaging. It might be things like that for Daisy.
If you think about the facility alone, we don't have those type of facilities in our region, mm-hmm. currently. So how do we fix those when they go down? There's the quantity and quality of opportunity that's going to come because of that increase in that particular industry is going to be amazing for the state. But absolutely, Boone and Boone County is on just in the microscope. And so we need to be ready and be accepting of all of that that's going to be coming, or at least inquiring of our area. And again, we want to be ready for that.
So let me go to the other hand that you get to work with is we need workforce.
We need, right. And that's, in fact, we have a hiring event coming up. It's just another great way on the 17th, an excellent collaboration with Iowa Works and their mobile unit, being able to talk to folks that if you've got a resume you want to just put in front of them and get some feedback. If you want to talk about maybe a career change for you or some things that might be available in the area. We've also got a number of different employers that are coming to join us. So Landis, Besser, Boone County Hospital, PDM are all going to join with Iowa Works. It'll be at Walmart, so Walmart will be there too, and talking about all the different various opportunities they have. And we're talking, of course, yes, there's manufacturing, yes, there's management, yes, there's creative, yes, there's accounting and bookkeeping. And so there's a lot of different opportunities for our community. And so here's a great opportunity to engage on the 17th from 10 to 2 at the Walmart parking lot.
And this could be one of those opportunities for someone who's been doing something, has been looking at trying to work to move up into a different kind of position. Might find it.
Take a lunch hour and come by. As I said, if you're not necessarily looking right away, but maybe you want to float that resume past those career counselors. Maybe you want to talk about what kind of secondary education you'd need for a particular job, or just something that's maybe interesting to you, let alone even those companies out there. You never know what's available. And so here's a great opportunity to step in and to step up.
And if you need that additional education, I'm pretty sure DMAC's not far away. to see what they can do to help you.
100%. And so I'll be there too. And so we can talk. I'm more than happy to connect you guys, to connect anyone to DMAC and the plethora of continuing education.
So one of the things, it seems like forever ago when we first talked about it, you talked about getting involved with doing more workforce, refining it and making it more accessible, not just to people that are looking for positions, but people that are looking for people.
Yes. So here's that opportunity to bolster the employers that are looking for a strong workforce. And here's an opportunity. Also, I'll point out too, coming up in June is an event with our the River Valley Veterans Network. An opportunity there too. So we can collaborate as employers and talk about what we need and be able to come together in that, and maybe identify maybe some spots that are missing. Maybe there are secondary education pieces that DMAC would be good to build on or what have you. And so here's that opportunity to talk about those needs in our community, as well as then for the employees themselves. How do we meet in the middle here? How do I communicate and share what's available, but also how do I encourage our employers to then be able to share what they need in order to have a good workforce so that they can build and grow and be prosperous.
And remember, when you were first talking about this, you said we got just a ton of resources. It's a matter of getting them all together and making sure that people can find a route through that.
Absolutely. And so, in fact, I do want to point out on our website, so on the Boone County website, Boone County Chamber website, we have right in the middle there on the tabs is chamber initiatives, and under that are both workforce development and leadership development. And so taking a look at that, one of the things that we've done for now about over a year is on the workforce piece, we'll do hashtag Workforce Wednesday. So every Wednesday, we're highlighting something that's happening in our region, whether it being a career fair, and it's certainly not just chamber stuff, or Boone County chamber stuff. It's really just stuff going on everywhere. We're highlighting DMAC programs. We're highlighting different opportunities elsewhere to really talk about what is available if that's where you're in that space. But also then too, in that leadership piece, where maybe you are a middle manager, maybe you are somebody who's got a good job, but you want to take a step in to being a more effective leader in your space. You want to be able to sharpen your skills. And so that is coming up. And in fact, the registration deadline for LEAD, which stands for Leadership, Education, Advocacy, and Development, thankfully presented by AgCertain, starts in September. That's a full program. So once you join in, you've got a full year, essentially goes by the school year,
mm-hmm.
of classes and civic education. But that deadline is June 1st. So we certainly want to make sure that anyone that wants to be a part of that, to register for that, also go to the Boone County Chamber website for more information.
So I know you've got some already, but obviously more people encourage. Check it out.
Yeah.
Find out what it's all about.
That one was a really important piece to me to get off the ground. So just a bit backstory context. The Chamber had a leadership development program prior to COVID, prior to 2020. And COVID gave us a chance to really just put a pin in that mm-hmm. and really be able to reassess what does it look like to have leadership development here in Boone. What are other people doing in our area? And so we don't want to necessarily duplicate what they're doing, but you know, what are some ways that we can maybe build on some things and make it different and enhance it. Absolutely. And so this time around and starting this year, we've made a point to have, yes, that both that civic engagement, civic education piece, which I think was common in the program prior mm-hmm. to. However, we've also established each of those days some professional skill building pieces. So whether it being conflict resolution, public speaking, rhetoric, being able to concisely formalize an argument, which is something I always struggle with. All of those type of different pieces as a part of that. So anybody could, whether you're the most engaged person and you know all the things happening in our county, and there's always tools to sharpen. And so these are things, each of those days, each of those topics were things that I myself just really am excited to be a part of. So work-life balance and just how to handle sensitive situations, just those type of things. We can bring those into our work and home life today. And so I hope people take advantage of that.
It is, when I look at what's available, and I remember what was out there before, what was being done, and I see what others are doing, it does kind of, it really is part of the purpose of the chamber.
It's
we want to enhance and build what we've got. And
I want to build build our next generation of leaders. And so, you know, here is, it's interesting in a, you know, I'm 46 years old, and I'm in this place where we do see a lot of our, I'll say, their old guard retiring. Mm-hmm. You know, the people yeah. who built these businesses or who have taken them to the next level, they're retiring. And so they're looking to see who's next, who's going to be the ones to be able to take that torch. And so I want to build up that next generation. And so, yes, you know, we've got the Gen X and Gen Z and how do we get us into that space where not only can we lead and develop a group of people, but then be able to take it to the next level amongst all the other things, of course, that are happening in our daily and work life.
Don't worry, I see it all every day. They're doing that? But it is. That's what's happening.
And every generation is going to bring new, and you know, they're going to build on some talents, or they're going to, you know, so it's going to look different. That's not the issue here. But it is an issue, like when you're not able to, part of it is, you know, here's an opportunity that you can step into these spaces and really be effective. But that also can be really scary if you haven't had that training, or frankly, if it's been a while since college or high school that you've had that sort of training. And so here's a great time to just to get together with a small group of people. It's only going to be about 10, 15 people, and to really kind of sharpen your skills as a leader.
It really builds a pretty good network for future, too.
It does, and it's great for your resume, and it's just a great way to kind of get more connected.
Let's look at a few things that are coming up. I know you're going to have Chad and Jesse coming over, to the library on Monday?
Yes, our last Monday Matters of the legislative session is on Monday the 14th, and so please, I appreciate folks that have been a part of that and had some really good conversation. That too was also brought up, in fact, with our housing panel, in how those guys and that how the state legislature really do affect what happens here on the ground and what can and can't happen on the development side. So really excited for that one, and I just really thank them for that opportunity. So Jesse Green, state senator, and Chad Bain, our mm-hmm. state representative.
And they will be there at
8:30 at Erickson yep. Public Library on the second floor.
Okay. And
thanks to Scooters there by providing the coffee there for that right. for that conversation.
So we already mentioned on the 17th, you have your workforce opportunity that's going on. What other things are coming up for you?
Yeah, and also I apologize. I'll go back to that Monday Matters. That one also is sponsored by Members First this time around. But our Ladies Night Out, which is sponsored by the Central Iowa Realtors Association, is coming up on April 29th. That'll be over at the Hive. And so up until then, anything that you have, and of course it is a ladies' night out, so I'm speaking to the ladies, but we'll take men's clothing and stuff as well. But ultimately, if there's office equipment, stuff in your supply closets, but also stuff in your home closets, right? Your clothing closets that aren't something that you're using anymore. Please bring it to this event and bring it to the chamber, and we'll make sure to then mm-hmm. to have it ready to go on the 29th. We'll set up a nice shopping experience for over at the Hive, and have some beverages and some food or so as we swap. So it'll be a great opportunity to kind of clean out our supply closets, clean out those things that don't. They don't bring us joy, as it said.
How often do you open your closet and go, "Oh, I bought that, and did I
wear it?" There's tags on it. And I'm really thankful, too, to be able to partner with the Boone High School Edge program. And so their professional clothing closet, those coordinators are going to be there, too, being able to pull things that they know that the kids would need. And anything that's not taken home, not given a new home, we'll go over to Overflow. So again, we're able to support those organizations and really help us kind of clean out those things and maybe find some new things that we didn't know we needed.
So that's coming up
on the 29th. Tuesday the 29th. It'll be a 6 to 8 type of thing. Okay. But as I said, bring your stuff over. We are accepting stuff over at the chamber office, but also our friends over at Central Iowa Realtors Association, that office in Ames, is also accepting things. So talk to Beth about that one.
Okay, good. She will help you out. She'll put you in that direction mm-hmm. too. Other things, chamber related.
Oh my gosh. She's going. In May, we'll have our next Coffee and Connections, mm-hmm. Thanks to People's Bank. So that's the first Tuesday of the month, so May 6th. Okay. And I believe our program is going to be the Small Business Development Center. So cool. Leah Lockey with SBDC is going to come over and talk about all of their services and ways that they can support small businesses and just what their counselors do day after day. So we've seen that's, frankly, she's one of my first when I have a conversation with a small business owner or somebody who's moving to the area or looking to start a business, she's my number one resource to send folks over to.
I was going to say, yes, if they want any kind of entrepreneur assistance.
Yes. Even again, if you've got a business plan, and even now, frankly, if you've got an established business, but you're looking at expanding, you're looking at hiring, definitely give them a call. They have free counselors who sit down with you and talk through what your business plan looks like, maybe giving you feedback, certainly, and also helping you through any of those trips and hazards along the way with hiring or marketing or what have you. So
any kind of advice is always helpful.
And it's great when it's free. So. Yeah,
that helps a lot. All right. You thought I was not going to say anything about Puffer, but
we
are not that far away.
Jim, it's
not
crazy.
That I wanted Five to throw months. That out there.
No, it's wonderful. No, it's fantastic. And it's just hilarious that it's people think of September being in the fall. And I think we're just getting into spring.
Winter, yes.
So, we are very excited about Puffer this year. Again, thanks to the Boone High School Edge students for helping out a lot with the images and just the theme and the logo, and they've just been really, really cool to work with. We're writing up a press release as we speak about the band that'll be announced, and we've got but our grand marshal is Terry and Van Helmerts, and we've got a great theme of Pufferbilly Days in Bloom. And so we're just thankful for Terry and Denny and all of their work that over the 40 years at the bakery and a great opportunity to really show off our town.
They tell you stories of before they moved to where they were before Mike bought it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they were in a smaller, much smaller little space. But it's been mainstaying down in that part of the community for quite a while. There.
Mm-hmm.
But how much fun getting younger people? I mean, you know, first of all, the EDGE program, that's one of the people always say, you know, well, what about the vocational opportunities and stuff like that? EDGE really has made that available, along with a lot of our businesses.
Absolutely. And in fact, yes, our I would say Boone High really has a case study that I know a lot of that's attracted a lot of folks across the state to look at what how to grow there, that again, that next generation in the workforce. And so I've been able to help even Ogden and Madrid and so talk about what they're doing for in those
in those
space of high school.
Yeah, that's great. And and getting younger people involved is
again having ownership of that. And here's I was talking to my so I've got an intern Bella over at the chamber, and I, you know, it's funny. I was telling her, I said, you know, I talk to people, or who'll come up to me and talk to me about, you know, what used to be at Puffer, and it was so really great when we had block parties, or we had, you know, and there's things that I recognize aren't necessarily going to have the same attraction this next generation. Mm-hmm. And so, but I posed that challenge to her, and I said, you know what, as you're talking about Puffer, as you're kind of going through this and you're talking about the images and you're talking about the themes and you're talking about you know, you're writing this press release for us and things like that, it when and if there's conversation about, gosh, it would be really cool if we did this, you know, man, it'd be really cool if we did that, I want to hear about that, because I said, you know, we're in this space where yes, there's a lot going on under the surface and getting licenses and getting things reserved and all the kind of fun stuff. But there's so much time still available to us to plan those type of events. So if there's something that we can do and I can get some get some committee members and folks at the high school or folks at the middle school, and you know, utilizing, again, beautiful buildings downtown and great big spaces downtown, then let's do it. You know, I want to hear about that. Mm-hmm. So, because again, we're 49 years old, and Pufferbilly Days is 49 years old. And yes, there was memorable occasions and memorable events that our community really enjoys and really loved. And so let's do that. Let's have that for the next generation. Let's have that for these high school kids and middle school kids, so that they too are going to find their own memories and their own ownership of this, so that then they want to just take it to the next level when I'm dead and gone.
Hey, very quickly, want to ask membership-wise, I know still working on all of that. That's a constant thing. So
it
have
is.
You picked up some new ones?
Yes, we have. We've been really lucky to have some, just again, great members joining us. And it's really, I think, a testament of how well we've done regionally and being able to support those that are in Ogden and Madrid and others, so that we can really speak to and really take those businesses, both their exposure, but also show that their impact across the region. And so, yes, we're very thankful for Fortress Construction, and even the Little League are talking about joining us. So ultimately, all of these great companies and organizations that want to be a part of the work that we're doing and just come alongside the mission.
All right. Jennifer Hansen, our guest on our program today. Busy time. If you want to keep up what's going on, you got both Facebook and
Instagram and LinkedIn. So we do have the three social platforms, of course, on our website too. Yep. You can check things out, and of course, check in our newsletter. So if you're in a business that is a chamber member, and you're not getting our weekly newsletter, I want to know about that. So please, we want to make sure to inform you and invite you to all the fun stuff that we've got going on.
Got a lot of it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jim.